Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here this morning. It's good to see everyone here this morning. The Lord will bless us for a little while. I don't plan to take too much time, but I do have a subject on my mind, and it's a little word that we know very well. Hope. H-O-P-E. Hope. Now, a lot of times we use this word in, you know, like, I hope to see you next week, or I hope to see somebody sometime, or I hope to be there. Well, that's our human side of hope. But what's on my mind is the hope that we have in Jesus. Brothers and sisters, that's more than a wish. That's more than a vain wish. That's more than I just hope so and expect. Brothers and sisters, the hope that we have in Him. Like that song we sang, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. What better foundation can we build upon? There is none. The hope that we have in Christ. Real quick, turn to Romans 15. I just want verse 13. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Brethren, without His Spirit dwelling within us, without that new birth, we have no hope. Or there again, we don't know of it. Brothers and sisters, aren't you thankful for His Spirit? Aren't you thankful for the Holy Spirit moving within us, convicting us of our sins and knowing that we have a hope that is set before us? And that hope is set, is it not?
That's right.
It's firmly set. It's not going to change. You know, like I said earlier when I started, our hope is like, I hope to see you next week. You know, last weekend I was sick and I couldn't get out of bed. Well, I hope to see everyone. That's one of those wishes. We hope so. Brother and sister, this hope in Christ cannot be taken away through sickness, illness, whatever, death, nothing. As a matter of fact, as soon as we pass the scene of this life, brother and sister, we will behold our hope. I want you to get that. There's more to this than just a vain wish. This is our hope. It is in Christ. And it's not because of other things. It's because of Christ and Him alone. Even when man sinned in the garden and death was passed before all of us, that great gulf was poured out there, we were separated. Christ had to come, and to Him alone. And He came. Bridge that gap. Brothers and sisters, and that's where we have our hope in Christ. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe in Him? Do we believe? Is that our hope this morning? I hope that's what we were singing this morning, praising Him, wanting to be acceptable praise unto the one who we have our hope in. So now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Don't we need more joy and peace in our lives? Brothers and sisters, the only joy and peace we're going to find in this world, longing, lasting joy and peace, is in Christ. Again, that's where our hope is. That's where our hope needs to be. We need to be like, you know, in Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to be looking unto Him. Now, real quick in Ephesians chapter 1. I said real quick, if I can get to it real quick. There we go. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Interest of time, we just have to jump into it. You need to start at verse 1. Just read the whole thing. In the interest of time, verse 13. In whom we also trusted after that ye had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, until the praise in His glory. That's the earnest, brother and sister, the earnest of our inheritance. That hope that we have in Him. I hope that one day we will be with Him. Brothers and sisters, that's our inheritance. And as we heard last, I think it was Wednesday night, you know, that inheritance, earthly inheritance, we have to enjoy those where the person who left it is gone. But brethren, we'll get to enjoy our inheritance with Him. With Him. Whole family of God. But He says this is our hope, our earnest, that He's left us, the Spirit that's within us. That, brothers and sisters, that's proof to us now that it's coming. That earnest, it's kind of like, it's lack for better words, but it's like a down payment, if you will. He gave it to us. That's a promise. He's coming back. It's going to happen. It's sure. Because of the Holy Spirit of promise. Brothers and sisters, doesn't that just dwell within us? Doesn't that swell our hope? Doesn't that give us more hope? You know, I was blessed one time to hear a sermon by Elder Chris Taylor. His title was Hope in a Hopeless Situation. Hope in a hopeless situation. He took his text when Christ was hanging on the cross and that thief was on his side. You know, both thieves were railing on Him at one time. But one of them had a change of heart. I wonder what happened. It seemed like the Holy Spirit was blessed upon that brother. And he looked into the Lord and said, Lord, when thou enterest in thy kingdom, remember me. He's hanging on the cross. He's about to die. But then the Lord turned and looked to him and said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Brother, what better hope could that man have heard at that time? Hanging there in agony, about to die, gasping for your last breath, and then the Lord and Savior turned to you and say, today. Today, not in 1,000 years, not when you clean your act up. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I enjoyed that message so much because that's hope in a hopeless situation. And brothers and sisters, if you take Christ out of the equation, we have no hope. It is a hopeless situation. Brothers and sisters, you take Christ out of the equation, my life is a hopeless situation. I need Him. I need His guidance each and every day. That's where our focus needs to be. His Word. His precious Word that He left for us. You know that song, I'm using my Bible for a roadmap? No! I'm using my Bible each and every day for every step. It's not just a map that I fold up and throw in the glove compartment. When I get lost, I reach and grab it. Need it front and center each and every day. We need to use it. So in Ephesians, we hear about this Holy Spirit of promise. Brothers and sisters, I could promise you something, but then I may have to break that promise. The Lord made this promise. And it'll never be broken. That's our hope. See, that's why this hope is sure. Some people think of, you know, it's like they hear the Primitive Baptist, well, what? My hope is in Christ. It's like, well, if you got hope, you don't have much. Brothers and sisters, it's everything. Yeah. Our hope in Christ. And in Christ alone. So we have the Holy Spirit of promise. He's coming back. Don't you love to think about it? He's coming back. Now, if I pass before the scene in this life, I'll see Him. But, brethren, there may come a time where He comes when I'm still here. But He's coming back. It doesn't matter if it's today, tomorrow, or 3,000 years from now. It doesn't matter. He's coming back. That's my hope, and I hope that that's your hope today. So because of this this hope, that's why it's sweet to hear we can sing that song, "My Hope Is Built." You know, it's not just a vain wish. That's my hope that is in Christ. And it's built on the solid foundation, that solid rock of Jesus Christ. And as the song says, all other ground is sinking sand. Because it is. It's either on Christ or nothing at all. That's the wise man to build his house upon a rock. Well, what better rock can we build upon than the solid rock of Christ? So that is where our hope is. And then if we go to, real quick, to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope." It's not a dead hope. It's a lively hope. Christ is alive. We sang that song, "Christ Arose." I mean, he's a living, is he not?
Amen.
You know, he told the apostles one time, "Because I live, ye shall live also." And then he died. You know, the earthly standpoint is just like, my hope is lost. But brethren, my hope is assured because he came forth from the tomb. He arose. He has power over death. I hope that if nothing else, we have our hope strengthened in Christ each and every day. You know, Satan can throw those fiery darts. He can whisper in our ear, make us doubt. We can get down. We can get discouraged in this life. But we need to flee to the cross and find where our hope is. It's in Christ. He shall never fail nor be discouraged. Where better can we put our faith and trust in than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? But he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Where can we find better than that? Verse 4, "To the inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Isn't that just kind of building you up? Each and every time we read more and more and more about our hope and how secure it is, how sure it is, brothers and sisters, it should give us wind in our sails. Help us, pick us up, build us up so we can go about our day. But not puffed up. Not in our own strength. If I try to go out of my own strength, I'm going to fail. Again, our hope is in Christ Jesus. Solid rock. Now, I'm going to close with, go back to Romans 15. Just want to read that one more time. Romans 15:13. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Brothers and sisters, where is our hope at? Are we putting our trust and faith in other things? Is our hope in man? If it is, brothers and sisters, we're going to be let down. It's going to fail. It's going to falter. It may not do it tomorrow, but it's coming. But he says, "Now to the God of hope." We have a living God. Where better place to put our hope? "Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace." That's what we need in our homes and our lives. Joy and peace. "Now to the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Let's lean upon Him. Let's lean upon His understanding. Let's seek after Him. Get up each and every day reading His Word and reassuring ourselves of where our hope is, on the solid rock of Christ Jesus and Him alone. Thank you for your attention. May the Lord bless you.